Chapter 10. Terrible News. When Elizabeth and the gardeners returned from Pemberley, there were two letters waiting there from Jane. Elizabeth opened the first one. It had been sent 5 days previously.
Dear Elizabeth, something terrible has happened. Lydia has run away to Scotland with Mr. Wickham. They have decided to get married, and it's easy to do that in Scotland. Wickham must really love her. He knows that our family can't give Lydia much money, and still, he has decided to marry her. It's fortunate that we didn't tell anyone about Wickham's bad behaviour in the past. Jane. Elizabeth couldn't believe it. She opened the second letter quickly. It said, "My dear sister, the situation is much worse than we understood at first. Wickham and Lydia didn't go to Scotland. Nobody knows exactly where they are. There are rumours that they went to London. One of Wickham's friends told us that Wickham doesn't intend to marry Lydia and that we can't trust him. Mother has become ill because of this and doesn't want to leave her room all day. Father is going to London to look for Lydia. We think that he shouldn't be alone there. He needs Mr. Gardner to help him and to keep him calm. I need you, Elizabeth. Please come home immediately. Jane."
Elizabeth ran to the hotel entrance. She asked a servant to go and call Mr. and Mrs. Gardner, who had gone for a walk. At that moment, Darcy entered the hotel. He looked at Elizabeth, and his face became very concerned.
"Elizabeth, what happened?" he asked in a worried voice. "You look ill."
"I've just had some terrible news," Elizabeth replied. Tears were running down her face. "My sister Lydia has run away with Wickham, and nobody knows where they are. If I had told everybody the truth about Wickham after I heard it from you, this wouldn't have happened."
Darcy listened to Elizabeth in silence. At that moment, Elizabeth understood everything very clearly.
"My feelings for Darcy have changed completely. I could certainly love him," she thought to herself sadly. "But now Lydia has dishonoured the family. He wouldn't want to marry me anymore. He has too much pride for that."
Elizabeth told Darcy that she was leaving immediately and went to her room to prepare for the journey. Mr. and Mrs. Gardner soon arrived, and she explained the situation to them. Within an hour, the three of them were in a carriage on their way to the Bennets' house, and they spoke about the situation.
"Elizabeth, perhaps it's not as bad as you think," Mr. Gardner said. "Wickham knows that he'll destroy his reputation and his career in the army if he doesn't marry Lydia. They can't just live together."
"But Wickham will never marry a woman who hasn't got any money," Elizabeth said with certainty. "Lydia is a young, stupid girl who only wants to have a good time. She doesn't think about her future or her reputation. Wickham has no honour or integrity. Jane and I knew this, but we didn't warn Lydia to stay away from him. I'll always be sorry that we didn't do that."
The carriage finally arrived, and Jane was happy that they had returned so quickly.
"Father is still in London, but he has no news to report," she explained. "Mother is afraid that if he finds Wickham, there will be a fight and terrible things will happen."
"I'll go to London immediately," said Mr. Gardner. "Your father can stay with me in my house and we'll look for Lydia and Wickham together."
The days passed slowly, and everyone was anxious. They all waited for news. Some neighbours came to visit and said that Wickham owed money to many people in Meryton. Then a letter arrived from an officer in Wickham's regiment. He said that Wickham had also left debts in Brighton. Now everyone knew what sort of person Wickham really was, and that they could expect only bad behaviour from him. 2 days later, Mr. Bennet returned home. "I'm sorry, Elizabeth," he said to his daughter. "You tried to persuade me not to let Lydia go to Brighton alone. Why didn't I listen to you? I made a mistake." The next day, a letter arrived from Mr. Gardiner, who had continued to look for Lydia and Wickham in London. He wrote, "My dear family, I have finally found Lydia and Wickham. They are living together, although they are not married. But Wickham is willing to marry her on one condition. You must agree to give him a certain amount of money immediately, and another sum of money every month." To my surprise, the amount of money he requests is not too much. I'm sure you can give him what he wants. I have already agreed that Lydia can get married in our house. I'm sure that you will approve of my decision, Mr. Gardiner." "Of course I agree," Mr. Bennet said to Elizabeth and Jane after he had read the letter. "But I'm positive that Wickham wants much more money than Mr. Gardiner writes. He owes money to many people. I suspect Mr. Gardiner is also giving Wickham money too. Your uncle is a good man, and he wants to help us. He doesn't want me to feel bad that I can't pay more." "I know Wickham, and I agree with you about the money," Elizabeth said. "Let's hope that Lydia and Wickham will be happy after they are married, and we'll all forget that there were so many problems in the beginning," said Jane. As always, she tried to find something good in every situation.